So it's this idea of chewing on something over and
So
over.
long.
Chew on it. You chew on it. And people use that in terminology all the time. I'm gonna chew on it.
Right.
I'm gonna think about that. So that brings us to how and why I want to talk about rumination.
Welcome to the Habits to Goals podcast with Martin Grunberg. Are you ready to achieve goals faster and more consistently than ever before? You need the Habit Factor. You're listening to Habits to Goals, the podcast that helps you create the habits that lead to success. And here is Martin Grunberg.
All righty, here we go. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Martin Grunberg. You have reached H2G. And once again, we have the lovely JG, Jen Grant, coming to us from beautiful Minnesota. I'm here in San Diego, California. Jen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Martin?
Well, we had a brief discussion before we went live. So, I can only imagine you're doing terrific. And before we get into the topic, which you don't even know about, we should exchange GTRs, good things to report, the good things report. You or I go first?
Go for it.
All right. Yeah, I was thinking you should go last because you have a grand slam. Mine's very good, but I don't know if it's quite your grand. I just found out my daughter's about an hour away from arriving from UCSB. She's arriving back from spring break. And I think I mentioned this, one of the heartbreaks when I was away in Africa was she's a chapter president of her sorority, and she gave this big, did this great fundraiser. And I've just recently got to see her speech at the Hilton in front of like 300-400 guests. And she was amazing. And I'm so proud of her. And I'm excited to see her. So that's my GTR.
That's a good GTR. That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Being able to see that and so special when we see that in our kids, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and you know, I was reflecting, she's just had this, I want to call it a thing. It's like in middle school, she was a class president. In high school, she was a class president. So eighth grade, senior, and here she is, chapter president. So she's got apparently great leadership skills, and
I would say so.
It takes a lot of work. I mean, imagine you don't have to, but a sorority with, I don't know, 200 teen girls and the dramas that could potentially unfold. But we won't go right there. All right, your turn, GTR.
GTR. Well, I had my women's event yesterday. It's a women's success summit. We actually had a few men there. That was fun. And it went so well. I'm so pleased with how it went and the takeaways that people shared. And, you know, that's the best part. You asked me off air, what was the highlight? And the highlight is witnessing other people be impacted and witnessing their exchange and their growth and the light moments. I love that. Because, you know, you can see that when that's going off in people.
Yeah, well, it takes energy to, I mean, you were doing like a video a day for 100 days and all the planning and all the preparation. And it's your first event. And it sounds like it was such a tremendous success. But I guess what I'm going at was when a seed is planted with that much energy, that much care, that much thought, it's almost, as far as I know, impossible for good things not to sprout out of it. So congrats to you. Great job.
Yeah. And thank you. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. I think that's I will take that moment in as a beautiful reminder. It was a lot of work and the reward was great. And I think the reward is just the beginning.
Yeah.
That's really exciting too.
First event. So if you're playing the long,
right.
life is a bit of both, right? It's the now and it's the future, and we're learning from the past.
Yep.
All right. Well, that might be a fairly nice segue to our topic. And when I say the word, you may or may not know what it means, and that's okay because that's part of the discussion. Ready?
Go for it.
Ruminate. Ruminate.
I mean, when I hear you say it, and you're right, I don't know exactly, but I feel like I've come across it and or have heard people say it. And I feel like exactly what I'm doing right now is ruminating on the word itself.
Yes.
Like, yeah. The way that I think of it is like leaning into it with curiosity, or just like wondering, or having an open mind, or visually, like the hand, you know, palms are up. Like, what am I receiving? Being open.
Yeah, you're dead on. It just means to ponder, think deeply about, to meditate upon. And so what's fascinating to me, because I like playing with Bard, our AI companion experiment from Google, who's now Gemini, as I do now, I throw in ideas. I said, let's talk a bit about rumination. And Bard hit me with, I'm still calling it Bard, it's Gemini, hit me with essentially the negative connotation of rumination. And I'm like, why? So then I had to separately leave Gemini and go look it up. And that is like a third definition or example contextually, that in psychology, rumination has a negative connotation. Like, people dwell so much upon the past that it keeps them maybe perhaps from moving forward or doing something positive, etc. So then I came back and I said, look, I don't know why you're hitting me with this negative connotation. I thought it just meant to think deeply, profoundly, meditate upon. And then the response is, oh, of course, you're right. And I'm like, well, where did this come from? And it gave me this whole explanation of psychology. So, rumination is fascinating to me. There's another connotation. It actually derives from cows, which is disgusting, chewing their curd. I don't even know what that is. So it's this idea of chewing on something over and over.
So long.
Chew on it. You chew on it. And people use that in terminology all the time. I'm going to chew on it. I'm going to think about that. So that brings us to how and why I want to talk about rumination. The longer one can ruminate, meditate, think deeply about a concept, almost whatever it is, what happens is new distinctions will emerge. Often simplified distinctions and connections. And you know, the low-hanging fruit for me is I can say, look, that's really what I did with the Habit Factor. It was 5+ years of just kind of, even before like I really started writing it, I was like connecting dots and thinking about it and seeing all these different angles. You don't see them in one day. You don't see them in a month. You see them over like a year, you know? And the same with pressure and even story. All right, very quickly, if you head over to Maven, MAVEN.com, search goals, search habits, you'll see the 28-day breakthrough. This is our small group cohort. The best investment you will ever make is in your own personal development. It's in your own education. It's in your own knowledge. So no better way to kick off the new year. Go to Maven, MAVEN.com. Again, search goals, search habits. You'll see the 28-day breakthrough. It is a powerful small group cohort, and all the risk is taken away. It's money back guaranteed. Have a look, maven.com. All right, back to the So before I go to the next part of this, I'm going to hand it to you and see if you have any thoughts to share.
Well, I'm intrigued by your comment about the past and the negative connotation around it, because one of the things we talked about yesterday, and I talk about it in the chapter, is, you know, our chapter has a long, long history. And when I took it over, we were dormant for about 2.5 years. And the instinct is, look at that long history and all the people that have come through the doors. And right. So we think that the instinct is to go there, and quickly we're told, go forward, instead focus forward, instead of ruminating and sitting in the past and trying to pull from that past, rather go forward and lean into the new, because as you do that, the past will start to come with you. You know, if they're interested, they will see that and they will get on board the train and go. And so it was an interesting conversation, because I think it's forward and a little bit of that. So I talked about how we're moving forward. We're focusing forward. And when they show up, I'm going to honor them and welcome them back in. And so I guess I can see how, as long as, like, maybe it's the 70-30 rule, like, ruminate as if you're going forward, ruminate leading into the future. And also, there are pieces of the past that make sense for us to lean into as well, which maybe isn't where we were going with this, but that's the thing that.
No, that works. It's actually a great angle, because it reminds me. So one of the guys on the hike, in fact, it was the birthday boy, the leader. There was some conversation on the trail, and he tells one of his buddies that he doesn't use a rear view mirror. And it reminded me, there's an old book about like jet planes or jet fighters don't have rear view mirrors. So first of all, that's not entirely true. They actually apparently do, but it's to emphasize to move forward, to go forward, keep your vision forward. Now, having said that, I believe that's a bit dichotomous. The truth is, we ought to be ruminating. We ought to be meditating. We ought to be taking the nuggets from the past. They're there for a reason. Learn from them and then move forward. It's not an either or. He wrote this long post about, I only look forward. I'm forward. And then I'm like, one of my favorite quotes from Aristotle. Here we go again with quotes. Wisdom is equal measure experience plus reflection. And that's it's important to reflect, and that's where wisdom comes from. So that is one angle. There's still more to this rumination, but I love that you brought that up. That the next part, since you're ready, it's so bizarre. So I had this parallel thought. So when I only knew one guy out of 10 guys. And we're meeting at the airport before we're getting on the plane. And it's like, I couldn't tell you, after we did the introduction, I couldn't tell you who was who 30 seconds later. I mean, it was just overwhelming, right? But by day four hiking on the trail, or day five, you know every guy. I mean, first of all, you've had every meal with them. You're hiking with them 7 hours. So day four, day five, I know their backstory. I know their names, their faces, like everything, their personalities, their distinction, their jokes. And here's, which is trippy, bizarre. I made this parallel. I don't know if it's valid or not, to encountering a group of people, like encountering a new idea. In other words, if you
fall in heavy,
if you live with it for a week, or a month, all of a sudden what didn't make sense, or maybe worse, some people encounter an idea and think they just get it without like living with it, without ruminating on it. So all of a sudden I'm like, wow, this is trippy. This is kind of like what I do with the pressure. Like, you live with these guys for a week, you know their backstories, their personality, all those things I just mentioned. And it's the same with, you could go into any topic, I think, any subject. And that's what creates, you know, expertise and distinctions, when you can draw these simple, you can extract kind of these simple distinctions and nuances. And then you're like, oh, this and this and this. And you understand the topic so much better. So that's the other direction.
Yeah, I love that, because when I was bringing it back to the event, because the event is so forefront of my mind, right? Yep. When I was initially asked if I would host one of these, I had no idea what it meant. No idea what I was getting into. No idea the energy, the effort, all the things that it would take to do it. Right. And I said, yes. And about, I don't know, partway through, there was a moment where it really hit me. And then, of course, it landed very securely yesterday at the event, where I realized, had I not said yes, there's no way I would have put in the level of energy that I put in for the last 3+ months to get to where I am now. And because of that, we reap the rewards a lot. Would I have gotten here over time? Sure. Did I get there a lot faster because I put in that energy up front? Absolutely. And that's going to pay off in a different way. So I love that view of it, because I can see directly the correlation. Even though it's not a week, you know, your example is a week. It's a, you know, 3-4 months, yeah, 100 days, for example, is what I did, but same concept.
The example, the illustration is meant to not so much about the amount of time as the idea of sitting with something.
Right.
And living with it and contemplating it over and over and chewing on it and ruminating on it. You brought up, should we do another one soon? I would like to scribble this down. Commitment. You said, had you not said yes, but what, and we've probably talked about it in the past, but we can talk about it again. What happens when you commit to something in this super scary danger zone? Also, all sorts of events transpire out of that commitment. So we can get into that later. But that's all I wanted to say, is I think some people will come upon an idea. And again, I think this is actually worse than pretending or not understanding. It is pretending that they do get it fully.
Right.
They're like, oh, I get that. And they just move on. Where they probably don't. And if they lived with the idea and studied it and did some research, they would understand it at a level, instead of surface level, maybe, you know, I don't know, if we're using an analogy, you know, 10 layers deep instead of surface level. So that's rumination. There you go.
Love it.
There you go, JG. Anything else?
Yep.
All right.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, say goodbye to all your fans out there.
See you later, my friends.
Adios. You don't go anywhere. I'll pull the plug here. Rumination. Goodbye. All right, my friends, that is going to do it for this episode. If you are new here, there's only two things you should consider doing. One, go to thehabitfactor.com/templates. Get your free template that will walk you through the PAR method. You are not a rodent. You are not a rat. Why do I say that? Because the habit loop, the famed habit loop, was devised by studying rodents. You're a human. You have choice. You have intention. You have reflection. PAR, as a methodology for habit cultivation, is a process that leverages your human capacities. So Go to thehabitfactor.com/templates and you get a free template, or just go to the iOS or Google Play Store and you can download the free Habit Factor app. The other thing that is worth doing, in my humble opinion, is subscribing. Subscribe, you get each episode downloaded automatically. That will save you time. It will save me time. We'll be on the same page, my friend. So that's it. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for subscribing, and make sure you begin tracking. See ya.